John was saying they had the bone game on the beach last night.
I heard it.
You heard it?
Yeah.
I was just wondering, when I got up this morning, there's a drum on that table, you know, that's what they use.
Oh, that's John's drum then from the bone game, huh? Oh.
Yeah. That's Joan's, I guess, Joan McGibbs's
Oh.
drum, I guess. There's mine over there.
That's a nice one. Is that old?
Oh, Alice got a nice drum. Gee, real good sound drum. She's going to give that to Ty. Do you think she paid $40 for that drum?
Oh.
Yeah, I'd like to. I always like to watch the Up Sound Indians, you know. You know, they can use drums. And even the young boys, you know. And they suppose you have to learn their song, you know, before they could drum so. Boy, they drum so even, you know. Three of them drum, you know. I like to watch how they dance different from us. Yeah, we got different style of dancing
Yeah.
here. You'll hear, if you hear when John's wedding, you know, and probably I'll sing a few songs,
Oh, that'll
you know. Oh, I got a jazzy
nice. A
song,
jazzy one, huh?
real jazzy, you know, and I don't use it very much. We had a party at the birthday party at the panel, you know, for the party that's running at the Alvin.
Oh, yeah. Pendleton's, yeah.
Yeah, we had a party in their house. I was invited over there, and that was her birthday, you know, party. And Ty was there, Gene was there. And I don't think Alice was there. I don't know why. Maybe they were out. And Bennett would always be good to me, you know, and when I come in and he took me to the kitchen, you know. Ty was there standing around, and there's a bunch of. And he wished me, come in the pantry room here and I'll give you a snort, he said to me. And Ty was there, you know. I had to get by Ty, so heck, you're looking for a bathroom, we have to go to the bathroom. But he know, you know, there. Who was up at the, hey, Dad, you know, the bathroom is over here. You're going to the wrong place. And, yeah, he give me a snort, and we come back out, and then they begin to sing, you know, and different two-year parties begin to sing Indian song. And pretty soon they join, and then come, or Gina and them come after me and said, hey, we'll have to sing too, I guess. He said, so he brought me in a bigger room, you know. And so I sang at the jazzy song, you know. And so it's real. Everybody got jazzed up, and even Pendleton, he come out dancing, you know, and that he's a assistant superintendent, I guess, at the married to Mary Jo, you know. He come out dancing, and Lloyd Colfax come out dancing. Oh boy, yeah, it's really a jazzy song.
I'll bet you got a lot of songs.
I am.
From what was that?
I never use it. They just do once in a while, you know.
Oh yeah, songs it's for parties.
It's different. The songs, what we hear, you know, amongst us here. Yeah, they. It's a different kind of song.
In the old days, could you tell where somebody was from by the kinds of songs he sang and the way he talked?
Yeah.
Did the old timers that grew up in Nia Bay talk differently than the old timers that grew up at Ozef?
No, same.
Same.
They talk the same.
Oh.
The Ozef and Macaws and Suyas and Wayach and here, they talk the same.
Oh.
Yeah.
They didn't have a southern accent down there or anything.
No, huh? No. No. You know, kind of, all of us, kind of think about how different, you know, from here down to Clallam.
Yeah.
The Clallams, they talk different, you know.
Yeah.
Just a little way from us and... So it's Lepush.
Uh-huh.
He talks different. And so it's Quinault talks different.
Yeah. Yeah. That's strange, isn't it? Huh. I wonder if, how did those people talk to each other in the old days? How did the macaws talk to the Quileutes in the old days? I wonder.
I wonder if Chinook, maybe.
It might be. Did they get together very often?
No. No, they never. They always see. There's always a big grudge, you know. It was in the early days, you know.
Mm.
The Quileutes and Macaws never got along. So it's Clallam.
Huh.
But we was terrific warriors.
Yeah, you were telling me those stories yesterday. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Tricky too.
Real tricky. Yeah, they were even looking for. Fight the paddle all the way from here to Seattle.
Boy. That's too far to fight. Do you remember your grandfather ever telling you about any of the old timers, well, before the square riggers came, any of the old timers going on long trips any place?
No, just him and there's another guy used to be he's kind of he's the mixed breed too. He was light complexion. This other guy used to go out with the square riggers too. When they come ashore here, and they dressed him up as a officer, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, cap, you know, a full uniform. They called him General Jacks. And he was a proud day of wearing that, you know. He used to wear it every day. Full suit, cap, and, you know, and uniform. Yeah. He was mixed blooded. He was real light, short, complexed guy, you know.
How did all these light-complected people come about so early? I didn't think that any white people came here that early.
When the Spaniards came, I guess.
From real early, huh?
You know, they were trying to take over here, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they started to build a fort over here by the bridge, you know.
Uh-huh.
And while they were building bridge or fort there, you know, and they some of them began to fool around with the woman folks, you know, and they find out what they were doing, you know, so they drove them out. Yeah, I don't know what kind of boat the Spaniards come in on, but they had pretty good size boat anchored out here, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I guess we got mixed up here. With the Spaniards, I guess. Even down to Ozette, you know, they weren't full-blooded Indians. Kind of curly-haired guys, you know. Just like my grandfather. But he was real light-complected. And his mother was a part breed, too. His wife used to, my grandmother used to tell me my grandfather's mother was, she always mentioned the cat's eye, you know, gray-eyed.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Huh.
Real wavy hair.
Huh.
Long, you know.
Yeah.
And my dad was light complected too. Had a lot of beard, you know.
Did he wear a beard? Or did he shave?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did.
You know, I used to wonder, do you, after I grew up, you know, and we weren't allowed to use intoxicated stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But still, my dad used to, when we'd camp at the Port Townsend, you know. Just on this end of Port Townsend, there used to be saloons there, and the sporting houses there.
Uh-huh.
Gee, a lot of women there. All different nationality, black and Chinese, you know. Woman.
Yeah.
You couldn't help from seeing, and if you go into town from the beach, we used to camp on the beach, you know.
Uh-huh.
We used to walk through a sawmill up to the that beer joint, you know. That's where they used to, my dad used to get beer. He used to pack a couple of buckets, you know, with him and to get some beer. And then when you go to town and you see this, the tough woman's, you know.
Uh-huh.
Gee, there's a lot of them there. You know, after I got I must have been maybe 12, 13-year-old kid, boy. I worked in the cannery at Port Townsend.
Uh-huh.
And another guy from here, he was working. Another old fella that used to live back here, he was my uncle, you know. And great tall guy, you know, and just for a heck of, he's full of heck, I guess. Well, let's go look around, see what kind of women they have over here, he said. You know, we was young and they weren't so strict, I guess, that we walked between two buildings there, and all the girls were by the window, you know.
Uh-huh.
calling us, trying to call us, you know, in the room. And while we went down, oh, there's a lot of girls there. And I was kind of scared because I was young, you know. And they were after that old fella, you know, my uncle, you know.
Uh-huh.
This tall guy. And no, this boy here wants you, he'd say. No, he's too young, he told that the other fellow that's with us, you know. And they wanted him, you know, that big guy. And while we were fooling around there, and then we started back out again, there's the one a lady, you know. You know, the window was real low. And she was sitting inside, you know, I could see, and then just raising heck with us, I guess, and she put a cigarette in her private, you know, and she exposed, you know, towards the opening, you know. And that big tall guy said, he laughed, and he said, look at that crazy woman. And I looked at him, and there she had the cigarette stuck in her hole, you know. I got out of there, you know. Any way to attract a person, I guess, and draw them, you know. I suppose. Didn't mean anything. Maybe you're just raising heck with us, I guess.
There we go. So it doesn't attract me very much.
That they're charging only $1 them days. Them, you know, for trick. $1. This other kid that I was with, you know, he's older than I am. He got dragged in by one of them. But he said they only charged him $1. But I never did fool around. And when I growed up a little older, when I got up to 14, you know, 15, and I worked on a freight boat. And up sound, you know. And sometimes he'd make a trip to Bellingham. His old day trip to, and when we'd get back to Coleman Dock, Seattle, you know, and then we'd unload some stuff, you know, and then we'd be free for the evening, and all the boys would head up the town, you know. I never went with them, but they coached me to go with them. So I went with them twice, but that's all they did was to see girls, you know, in Seattle. And I never fooled around with them. And the mate, the first mate we had, you know, he knew what the boys were doing, and he took to like me, you know. I was a night watchman, you know. And he called me into his room. He told me, he said, "Okay, I don't like to see you get in trouble, Parker," he said. "You keep away from them roughnecks, I know where they go," he said. And, "No, I'm not interested on that. He said, well, tomorrow I'll take you up to, they had a museum, you know, right on Cherry Street in Seattle, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I'll show you, said the, what you guys are facing. He said the, so he took me up there in the museum, boy, I quit going out with them guys, you know. They had the, I suppose the, what they use the, to, is it paraffin or some kind of stuff, you know, they make out of, it look natural, you know, on men and women.
Oh, yeah.
Private, you know, and mm-hmm. how they're diseased, you don't know. Like,
oh, yeah.
They look awful. Heck, some of them have a rotten bum, you know, rotten around a bum, a hole, you know, mm-hmm. and on the stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that learned me a lesson, you know. I never did fool around. That is blind dating like that, you know. Of course, they're all right. They told me, you know, one of the boys, so, what they doing, the girls, they examine you, you know, and then they handle you rough, and they have a health card by the doctor, they examine every week, I guess.
Huh.
And then they make you examine them to make sure, you know, they're well. But still, I couldn't visit you with a, you know, girls like that, you know. After I saw, you know, all the disease there was amongst the women and men. Yeah, you read in a magazine on the Watchtower magazine,
uh-huh.
Spokane is just spreading with the gonorrhea and venereal disease.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Real bad.
Oh.
They can't control.
I better take off.
What do you do up there?
Oh, I'm just, they've brought me here to talk to people like you that remember the old days.
Old days, yeah.
Yeah, and find out about the old customs and the old ways of fishing and things like that. So that's why I keep asking you all these questions. About the old days.
You know, they had a way of using a life bait, you know.
Oh, yeah?
They had to have a spear with the harpoon on the ends.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the only way they could catch that fish, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because the codfish will grab a hold of the live bait, you know.
Uh-huh.
Trying to swallow it, you know. That keep that live bait in its mouth, and while you're pulling up, he'll hold on.
He will. You don't need a hook, huh?
No, I don't need no hook at all. Just
a
live
bait.
That's
a ling cod?
Ling cod, yeah. Mm. You get the good sized ling cod with the live bait.
What's the name for a ling cod?
Huh?
What do they call a ling cod, do you remember?
An Indian?
Yeah.
Tushkawuch.
Tushkawuk?
Tushkawuk.
Oh. What kind of fish did they use for bait then?
Kelpfish.
Kelpfish, huh? I guess
it's
I don't.
Small kelpfish, you know. You have to fish right in the kelp, amongst the kelp, you know.
Uh-huh. Little ones.
Yeah, and you have to have a small hook for them, and then you bait your hook with the sea urchin meat, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just small bait, you know. They go for that.
Huh.
And when you, but you have to prepare yourself. If you go on a live bait, and you know, you'll have to fix up a line and put a little stick on the end of the line, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when you catch live fish, you know, and then you stick right through the you know, the thin part of the kelp fish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you just run the string out the front, huh?
Yeah, that's and then I used to get just four, you know, and that's about enough to last you for a while, you know.
Uh-huh.
You get fewer cod with full fish.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes sometimes they'll kill your bait, you know. That's why you have to change then. But it's all all your live bait is by your canoe on the side, you know.
One little
tie it
in a basket or something.
No, no.
Oh, you just keep it tight on the hook.
Yeah.
Oh, I see, yeah.
You know, you stick that, the,
Yeah.
well, that little stick, I guess, the, it requires this, the, bob, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you all you have to do is stick it right through the thin part of
Uh-huh.
kill fishy jaw, you know, and then that stick will keep the fish from it'll hold the fish, you know, and
Uh-huh.
boy, you get big fish, big cod, you know.
They'd actually hang right onto the kelp fish then, and then you could pull them
Yeah,
in.
sure.
Huh. Did they ever come up to the surface so you could spear them?
Yes, we have to. We have to let them come up to the surface, you know.
Oh.
They it seem like they want to hold on, you know. Hold on to the kelp fish, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, and then when they get up to the top, you spear them.
Yeah,
Oh,
you
I
take
see.
one and you get your spear, you know, and you spear him.
And that's a spear with a harpoon on the front of it,
Yeah.
you said. Yeah. Huh.
Mm-hmm. I see through the TV where they're using a live bait for kings to up sound.
Oh yeah, huh.
You have to use the large size the herring.
Huh.
To get the big kings, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they attach a hook on live bait.
Huh.
But you go down 125 feet to get the big kings.
Wow, that's really deep.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Did the old timers have any way of catching salmon in the ocean, or did they only catch them in nets in the streams?
No. No, they never. But they made nets out of something. Maybe nettles, I don't know just what they, I don't know how they preserved the, but they used to make net out of something for the rivers, you know. They used to make a trap to fish, you know,
is that right?
Up in the river, yeah.
Huh. What did those look like?
Oh, they made a trap out of cedar. They'd split the cedar, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just like fence.
Oh. Then would they spear the fish that came into the trap, or would they?
Yeah. It's the fish couldn't go back out again, you know, after they get in.
Oh, yeah. They built those right at the mouth of the river or further up?
Any place.
Any place.
Mm-hmm.
Were they still using those when you were down there?
Yeah, when I was young.
Huh.
I saw one build over here at the little creek.
Huh. Did they use traps on the Ozette River?
They must have. That's all they were using, I think, crap.
Huh.
All over, even up this big river. Somebody made the some kind of out of great big hemlock, you know.
Huh.
You catch the silvers as they going up, you know.
Yeah.
You know they jump, try to get up.
Oh.
Yeah, and they'll jump right into
the trap.
In the trap, yeah.
Boy.
You sound like you have a cold.
Yeah, I have hay fever. All these plants around here get to me.
Oh.
I don't suppose.
You know, I don't catch cold.
You don't?
Too.
Huh.
But And I don't take any medicine. But John, boy, he is a medicine fiend, that guy. He takes medicine, you know. When he begins to catch cold. No, that hardly take anything. Just quit eating, and I'm feeling bum, you know.
Uh-huh.
And drink lots of water. Yeah, yeah. Saw a lady in TV about how to keep the...